so hard. Oh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Oh, Lord.
All right, folks, we are live this Super Bowl Sunday. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Only 5 dissenting votes. That's count them, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dissenting votes on behalf of the Cybersecurity Act. And this is really a global issue, as we already have net censorship on another level in China being brought to Australia. And now servers really knocking out parts of Europe all across the world. And people are no longer able to get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I've had several people posting over on my Facebook. We got a ton of other stories, but I have the Cybersecurity Act right here. And one of my buddies, he posts, he's like, well, I think it's a good idea. Not everything's a conspiracy, Jason. And I said to him, well, have you read the bill? Oh, well, no, I haven't read the bill. Well, I read the bill 6 months ago on air. And this thing is so broad. It calls for the open censorship of the web. All hardware to be approved by the federal government. All software to be approved by the federal government. And then they're going to buy you out actively. They're going to be giving a lot of grants to private institutions in order to put them into receivership so that they have to go along with the federales and their programs. They're also going to start a bunch of scholarships where they're going to be monitoring K through 12 students through their entire academic careers so they can recruit the best and the brightest into cybersecurity. Don't believe me? I've got the areas highlighted. It's in this bill. They're looking for a total internet takeover. They're looking to get into everybody's lives from the moment that they hit kindergarten and recruit them into the system. They don't want Infowars.com out there. They don't want you to be able to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. They don't like YouTube. Too much truth is told on YouTube. You know, Hal Sparks comes out for 9/11 Truth this week through WeAreChange.org. And he says, look, when the mainstream media sits there and picks on 9/11 truthers, they're using it as a talking point. The rest of America is up till 3 a.m. watching YouTube going, you know what? They've got a point. So the establishment realizes this and they have to stop it. They can't just go out co-opting every movement that popped up. Right now they're co-opting the Tea Party movement with their star Sarah Palin, but how long is that going to last? How long will the Glenn Beck front last? The answer is not long unless they regulate the entire web, unless they make it so you can't see a fall of the Republic, so you can't see an Obama deception, so you can't see a loose change final cut. And that is a huge issue. The web is the last vestige of free speech that we have on the planet. This is it. And if you can have the federal government come in and say, no, 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 we're going to take over the web. You can have a subdomain. If you want to surf the internet, you're going to have to give up your biometric information so we know who's doing what. We wouldn't want you to break the law on the internet. And it'll all be selectively enforced. They'll go after their political enemies first, of course. And they are. Folks, I know most of you out there think China's a great thing because it brings you Walmart and, you know, these tales of slave labor and dictatorships are farly exaggerated. Well, I got news for you. They're not. You know, my graphics guy did 3 months in China. He said it was the most corrupt, disgusting place he had ever been. Is that what you want to bring to America? A society that will steal from one another because they're so in the dark. They're literal slaves. Folks, we got Stuart Rhodes coming up for this first hour. Oath Keepers, if you were listening to The Jones Show, we're going to take your calls on that. And, of course, cybersecurity and much more in the next half hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this.
They're shutting Info Wars down. What are we going to do? Come on, folks. It's happening. That means they're moving on us. Worldwide concerted shutdown of Infowars.com. Let's go, eh?
And we'll be back after this.
Hi. hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me.
All right, folks, we are live. It's InfoWars with Jason Burmes. We are now joined by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers. And for people that just tuned in, Stuart, why don't you give a little overview of your biography?
I served as a paratrooper in the Army and was disabled in a rough terrain parachuting accident. And after that, I went to college and then worked for Congressman Ron Paul for a year. And then after that, I did a lot of things between that, firearm instructor, sculptor, et cetera. But then I went to Yale Law School. And since then, I've been working as an attorney in Montana. And also now in Las Vegas, and I started Oath Keepers about a year ago.
Now, what's it like working with Ron Paul for a year? What year was this when you were working?
This is back in 98, 99.
Okay.
I wanted to go to D.C., get my D.C. experience, mm-hmm. but I wanted to do it working for someone who had some kind of honor and integrity and actually kept his oath. And so that was the only pick there was. Still is, unfortunately.
Yeah, 2 decades later, right? Yeah, that's incredible.
Still the only guy.
So wait a minute. I want to, this isn't something that really gets talked about a lot with you, but 21 years ago, you served a year with Ron Paul as a young man. I mean, tell me about the experience, because obviously you said you're
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. I'm sorry, 10 years ago.
Right.
99. So in 99, you go and serve. I mean, this is, pre 9/11 out there, but you're still aware of Ron Paul. And I'd seen some of the, more underground documentaries, John Birch Society, Global Governance, that Ron Paul had been featured in. Is that kind of how you got to know about him, or?
Well, no, through more conventional libertarian circles. And I knew that, looking at his voting record, he was somebody who took his oath of office very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's always been important.
So was it everything you had hoped for? I mean, was it really like, wow, this guy does have his nose to the grindstone. He's the real deal.
He is what you see. You know, he's very, very, very soft spoken, very humble, but very committed.
Oh, wow. So, all right. So fast forward 10 years. You know, things now are so out of control. Why do you think that it took Obama coming into office for you to start Oath Keepers? I mean, what was the big push?
Okay. It didn't actually. During the campaign for Ron Paul's presidency, I ran an ad in SWAT magazine called Oath Keepers for Ron Paul. So that was kind of like the first fledgling effort. Didn't really go very far because his campaign ended.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first fledgling effort to do an Oath Keeper kind of movement. But I've been thinking about it for years because the oath is central. Back during a class on the Holocaust when I was in college, the professor said that no one here can say what they would do under the same conditions, you know, being ordered to shoot women and children. I said, well, of course I would just shoot the officer in the head who gave me that order. And other students in the class were like, well, you know, one guy said, I'd rather be a live coward than a dead hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I looked at him and was like, you know, I can't believe what a craven coward this guy was. And so that got me thinking about the oath and about the importance of being willing not just to fight and die when you're fighting a foreign enemy, but also to have the same kind of courage when it comes to refusing orders that would be in violation of human rights.
Absolutely. And essentially that's mind control when a professor says, you don't know what you do. You're like, well, no, I do know what I do. And then
right. The
coward coming in and saying, no, I'd rather be alive. I mean, I don't know how you could live with that on your soul, killing innocent women and children.
Right.
And, you know, it's so refreshing to see a movement that is about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and maintaining those oaths to those two key documents, because I really do feel like the majority of Americans no longer feel that that's a requirement to join public office or to join the military. It's to take orders.
Well, they believe the propaganda that we live in a democracy, which would be majority rule.
Mm-hmm.
So once you elect somebody, after that, they can do whatever they think is right, whatever they think is best. And if you don't like it, you just vote them out the next time around. And so it frees them up. And they say, well, I'll let the Supreme Court tell me whether what I'm doing is right or wrong. I'm going to do whatever I think is best for the population of Texas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the real oath is not to just do what your constituents want, because we don't even have the authority, you and I, to override our Constitution unless we're going to have a revolution and scrap it entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But until that point, our officials must obey their oaths. And for me as a veteran, if I vote for a politician that's going to violate his oath or her oath, I'm violating my own oath.
Now, you just talked about a democracy. For those that don't know or are new to this program, new to Alex Jones, explain to people that this is a constitutional republic we're supposed to be living in.
Right. You look at the Declaration, I mean, look in the Constitution or the Declaration for that matter, you won't find the word democracy anywhere. This is a republic. And what that means is a system set up to secure natural rights. Majority rule, and in majority rule, you have no rights. Whatever the majority says goes. You know, two wolves and a sheep setting what's for dinner. This is not what we are. We're a natural rights republic. Look at your Declaration of Independence. It lays out the purpose of government is to secure your natural rights that pre-exist the government. The government, you can never give away your rights. You can't consent to your own rights violations. So the government that violates your rights is absolutely illegitimate, even if it has the consent of the majority. Or even unanimous consent.
Absolutely. And people don't get that. They don't understand that. They just think, you know, 51 voted against 49. We better go with it. And that's not how it was set up. I mean, we have states' rights for a reason. You know, people jump around states because in some states you can do this, in other states you can do this. I mean, in New York, it would be almost impossible for me to get my carry and conceal permit. I come down to Texas, it'd probably be a lot easier. There are all these little differences and nuances in this republic, but they want to shatter that. They really do want that globalist mentality of we need total control over everything. And I think that's what really this cybersecurity bill is about. I mean, I have this thing in front of me. You said earlier on the Alex Jones show that you've had problems with the internet yourself, that people have not been able to get to your site several times.
Well, I've heard that. I haven't confirmed it yet. Alex said he has confirmed it, but I've heard that a few on a few military bases, but like you said, a lot of sites are blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to be expected somewhat on military bases, but the more frightening thing is where they're trying to take the same that same idea and expand it far beyond government websites.
Well, you see it at universities all the time. I mean, I get people coming in and saying, look, I can't even get on Infowars.com in my dorm room. It's a banned website. It's hate speech. And I'm just like, oh my God. And, you know, I was at my Facebook page today and some people out in Europe recently, you know, I haven't been able to get on in 3 days. And all I can tell them is, well, maybe you have to change your internet service provider. I don't know how much more you're going to be able to
do. Or use a proxy.
Yeah, or use a proxy. Well, my buddy who was my editor on my last movie, he was out in China, and he said, look, even using proxies, I could barely get on to access anywhere. And he said, YouTube is totally shut down in China, and you see that move in Australia. And, you know, most Australians kind of have this westernized mentality that the government's good and everything's going to be okay and we're alarmists. But we're not alarmists. We're like, look, we have freedom of speech for a reason. And we have the Second Amendment for a reason. The Second Amendment is for when they take that freedom of speech away. And in a lot of respects, Stuart, I feel like the internet is the last vestige for the freedom of speech. I mean, do you think the Oath Keepers would be as successful as they have been in the last 12 months without the internet?
Oh, no, of course not. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful tool of communication, and it's free and uncensored. And that's the problem for the elites. They don't like that.
Absolutely. So you told me you were with Sheriff Mack today. What's the schedule like? What have you been doing the last month? What are you going to be doing in the next month?
Well, Sheriff Mack and I both toured Utah together, him focusing on sheriffs and me just focusing on a broader message of outreach to military and police. And also, there's two sides to Oath Keepers. One side is current serving military and police and firefighters, but the other side is the veterans and average citizens and our responsibilities in our community. I always tell people that you have an obligation as a citizen to take full part in your local community, not just voting. Mm-hmm. Just coming together once in a while to vote is not being a real citizen. You must be in your volunteer fire department, your police auxiliary, your sheriff's auxiliary, you know, start neighborhood watches, et cetera. Get to know your neighbors, become a stronger community.
Well, I always tell people that. They are like, oh, what can I do? I just want to wrap myself into the fetal position and suck my thumb. It's true. They literally are like that. And I'm like, well, you have a kid, right? Yeah, you know, I have a 7-year-old. Well, why aren't you on the PTA? Well, you know, that would take 2 days out of my month. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you have to do something. You know, run for city council. Get out there. Get behind, you know, your congressional candidate you believe in. Go pester your state senator. You know, these things are all around locally. You don't have to be in some, you know, metropolis or main hub to do these things. Right. All the small towns out there have local government. And if you don't like something that's being done on the federal or even the state level, it's time for you to step in and say, all right, I'm going to run for mayor of my town. Right. I'm going to run for sheriff. A lot of people don't realize that a sheriff has, first of all, is an elected position and has a lot of power over his local environment. Explain that to people.
Well, as you pointed out, a sheriff is your elected law enforcement officer mm-hmm. in your county and the highest level of peace officer in your county. And it's that way for a reason. He's elected for a reason. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be a guardian of the people's rights. But what I always tell people is, look, start at your county first. Don't focus so much on Washington, D.C. Sure, pay attention to what they're doing and oppose it, but most of your effort, the focus of your effort should be on your local county. Make sure your own backyard is swept clean, and then the rest of the country will follow suit. Take care of because we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We might run out of time. Eventually we can clean things up from the bottom up. But on the way, if you strengthen your local community first, no matter what happens, there's an economic collapse. You'll be in a much better position to survive that economic collapse and be independent and not need the help of FEMA if you have a strong community locally.
And that's a big deal. Because people don't understand, the Federal Emergency Management Agency doesn't want to have to show its force. They want you to come to them and beg them for their services. You know,
they don't need them. What are they going to do then?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, then they have to show their force. Then they have to bring in either the National Guard, who may have a problem with what they're doing, the U.S. Army, who should have a problem with what they're doing. They may ship in NATO forces. People don't understand. People from other countries, they're used to different rules. They're not going to have a problem busting into your door and saying, get into the truck. So I don't think they want to show that force. I think that they want to gradually gut this economy so more and more people have to rely on the federal government for assistance. And then eventually, well, we'll have these FEMA centers instead of just, you know, the social services. Now you'll have a federal arm of this.
Right.
That's where I see this country going, unfortunately. When they're telling the people that there's a 10% unemployment rate and you can see with your own eyes it's at least double that.
Right.
When they're using new terminology called double dip recession. I mean, when I hear the term double dip recession, I want to bust out into laughter. It's sick laughter, but it's laughter. I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're saying recession. We've been saying recession since 2003. We've seen the economy go down, 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 down. the public, you know, pretty blind until late 07, early 08, when it really said, hey, we're going to have to give these guys billions of dollars, even though it's trillions of dollars. And now, you know, again, with up to 20% unemployment, what is this country going to do other than suckle on the teat of federal government? Are we going to get some backbone? Are we going to step up? Are we going to say that we want a constitution, a bill of rights? And how about some non-criminals on the Hill in Washington? We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We got Stuart Rhodes with us. We'll take your calls on the other side.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I never remember. cross for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel laws. Godspeed with devil's charm.
All right, we are back to InfoWar with Jason Vermes, and I was just talking to Stuart Rhodes off the air, oathkeepers.org. Oathkeepers.org if you want to join, if you're a military guy, if you like what this man's saying and you want to get more organized, if you want to find more like-minded people, oathkeepers.org. But we were talking about how a lot of what's happened is our own fault. I mean, we've had it too good for too long. And I don't like to say that in the, you know, the population stabilization kind of way, the globalists and the eugenicists that say we've had it too good for too long. We have to crash the economy. I'm saying we've had so much that we've allowed ourselves to be comfortable with the fact that we're no longer involved in our community and our society in general. We're comfortable with other people making decisions for us. With not being able to, you know, live without the help of really the consumer industry. I mean, we were talking about how many people could grow a crisis garden if they had to. How many people, if there was no power, could live for a week or a month in their home. I mean, how many people have these skills now?
Well, very, very few. And as I was saying in the break, our grandparents made it through the Great Depression in large part because they were still close to the land and still know how to grow things. You know, we don't even know what that concept is. You put stuff in the ground and it comes out with food? What is that? I thought food came from the supermarket. So we have abdicated our responsibilities, and there's no such thing as a free lunch. You know, we sit back and wait for professional police to secure us, professional firefighters put out our fires, and professional military to guard our liberty. Mm-hmm. And of course, the answer of the founders to that age old question of who shall guard the guardians was that you and I should be our own guardians in our own militia. We've let that atrophy. So we have no one to blame but ourselves for that part of the equation, that mm-hmm. side of our own laziness.
And it is laziness, folks. I know a lot of people out there don't want to hear it. Even the people listening right now, I would imagine my audience has got to be at least cut in half this week because it's the Super Bowl. I mean, it is literally the most important day of the year for, I'd say, about 15-20% of Americans. I mean, and that is, I don't think that's an exaggerated number. What's that? 1 out of 5 out of 6? I couldn't go anywhere this week where I didn't see some kind of Super Bowl special or $10 pies or even people at the convenience store asking, who do you like, Saints or Colts? You know, is Manning going to do? I'm like, I don't really even care.
I don't even know who's playing.
I only know because I get a lot. Well, first of all, Jones did the Super Bowl bit. I don't have a football team. I don't really like the NFL too much. I'm bad. I watch UFC. I know. I watched
that's
UFC last night.
Is that
I watched last night. I don't know if you saw it, but that's all I've got. It's basically I watch that and I watch a bunch of the animated shows on television. And then aside from that, I'm just glued to the propaganda over at CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I'm not going to give any of them a pass because all of them will give you these little pieces and tidbits of truth. But overall, the agenda is the same. You know, pay your taxes to the bankers. Cybersecurity's here. Go through the body scanners and, you know, just love your gods. I long for a restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Most people say it's going to take a revolution. I'm not of that mindset. I would like to see a peaceful reformation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I would like to see people be held accountable for their crimes. I would like to see, when I see a headline of Tim Geithner giving secret emails telling AIG not to say where the money went, be prosecuted. I mean, is that so far into the realm of insanity?
Well, it could be done, but it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that we might run out of time. And so that's why it is absolutely essential that people get themselves squared away, get their own family squared away, make sure that they can live independently for a month, 2 months, even up to 6 months or a year. You need food storage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like if you talk about food storage, somehow you're some kind of crackpot. Well, it used to be that people stored up food in case of a famine. Mm-hmm. And so things can happen. If you are squared away in a strong community and things go sideways like an economic collapse, but you're able to help each other, you won't need FEMA. They'll have less of an excuse to come in, as you were saying earlier. So take it upon yourself right now. Don't cry and complain and bitch and moan that the government's not doing what you want them to do. You go do it right now. Make sure you and your neighbors are ready to go. Get to know your neighbors, first of all. Throw a big block party. Mm-hmm. Find out who the ex-doctor is, who the ex-cop is. you know, kind of like the Sesame Street thing, you know, these are the people in your neighborhood. You know, go find out who are the people in your neighborhood, get to know them all, become friends, and then go meet the cops to make sure you're friends with the police too. You're all in this together. Their families are right there in your local community. And that brings me to our new program, Family Safe. Mm-hmm. The whole point of that is Oath Keeper members will volunteer to be the host family for any current serving police officer, military, or firefighter's family that during times of emergency, they don't have to worry about their own family. They can send, like a current serving cop can send his or her family over to the retired cop's house and know they're going to be safe there. And we're also going to set up mutual aid among Oath Keepers. And part of this will be a ham radio network within each state, but also across state lines.
Well, let's talk about that. And then on the other side, I also want to talk about how you feel veterans are being treated on their way back to the United States from Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll be back after this. We're going to take some calls as well. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Jason Burmes. I am joined by Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org. And during the break, we were talking about some people in office who are, you know, patriots, who are doing the right thing on the state level and the local level. You throw a couple of those guys out there.
Well, the biggest example I can think of is Joel Bonnick of Montana. There you got a guy who's a hunting guide. That's been his career all his life. First time state legislator, first time citizen legislator. in the legislature of Montana. He is the author of the Made in Montana gun bill, mm-hmm. and also was instrumental in getting the sovereignty resolution proposed as well in Montana. Stand-up constitutionalist. He's a part of the after-effect of the Ron Paul Revolution. He was a Ron Paul guy. And like, as I said on the break, he didn't even need Campaign for Liberty to get elected. His neighbors did it. Mm-hmm. You know, all he needed was a local community. And they knew he was honest, had integrity. You cannot support anyone for office that doesn't have knowledge of the Constitution. If they don't know the Constitution, forget it. That's criteria number one. Mm-hmm. If they don't know it, they can't defend it. But number two, they got to have courage and integrity. Because knowledge without courage is useless. Courage without knowledge is useless. So you get a guy who's got both knowledge and courage, and has demonstrated courage. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they've done. Show me where in their life they've ever done something where they stood up and did what was right, even at personal cost. That's the guy you want. Mm-hmm. And the best thing you can do is go find someone who doesn't want the office, who doesn't want to be a politician. Go find that guy mm-hmm. or gal and then talk them into running. Prick their conscience about their duty to serve their country as a citizen legislator. That's what you want. The person who wants it really bad is not the right one.
And, you know, the other thing we talked about, people having an effect going to these town hall meetings, and you were discussing a disgruntled veteran that got up before these people, chewed the guy out, got it out on YouTube, and hundreds of thousands of people have seen it.
Right. That was David Hedrick in mm-hmm. Washington State. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, a veteran has an obligation under his oath to speak out and call to the carpet anybody in political office who is violating their oath. Call them on it. If they're violating their oath, say, hey, wait a minute. I don't care whether the policy is a good idea or not. What's constitutional? If you're violating the Constitution, I'm going to call you on it. It's my duty as a veteran, still oath-bound, to point out when you're violating your oath. And if you will not obey your oath, I'm going to replace you the next election. And if I have to, I'll run myself, which is what David Hedrick is doing against that congressman.
And there's never been a better time to do so. You feel in the air with shows like Jesse Ventura's getting on the air, Alex Jones getting bigger than ever, people waking up at least partially to these tea parties and going out and saying, yeah, we are being taxed to death. Nothing is changing for the better. Now is the time to take charge.
It is
for the worse.
But here's the thing is as things get bad from the top down, mm-hmm. it's getting better from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. We are taking back our counties. In Clark County, Nevada, the 912 people and the Ron Paul people got together and the Tea Party people and took back the Central Committee of the Clark County Republican Party and also the state of Nevada Republican Party. That's now run by constitutionalists. Okay? So it can be done at the bottom up. It's happening. Guys like Joel Bonnet, there are other ones across the country mm-hmm. in state legislatures all over the place. You get the Patrick Henry Coalition. You heard about that, right? It's a coalition of hardcore constitutionalists in state legislatures who are coming together and cooperating, like a committees of safety and correspondence kind of thing. But they're cooperating. That's why you're seeing all the sovereignty bills, all the Made in Tennessee gun bill now, mm-hmm. and other states are copying the Montana legislation. They're all passing a lot of the same legislation. That's a very good sign from the bottom up. It is coming. It is happening. And that's why you have a risk of the elites going, oh, holy cow, if we don't stop this, they're going to replace us. Mm-hmm. The strength is down here in we the people. It's not an upside down pyramid. It's a pyramid that starts right down here. And they understand that. The real power has always been and always will be in our hands. So they understand that. But the way they want to shut it down, they don't want you and I to communicate with anybody else or each other. So they want to shut down your free speech, which is what they're doing right now.
Well, the elite have always tried to really establish their power base above everybody else and control those below them so that they cannot attain the political office or the corporate, establishment that they've been able to do. You know, they don't want you to become Microsoft. They don't want you to become Google without them actually co-opting and controlling you.
They don't even want you to be Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
No, you cannot be Jimmy Stewart. Absolutely not. I agree. All right, let's take some callers. We've actually got someone who's been on the line for 2 hours. Let's go to Drew in New York. Drew, you're on the line.
What's going on, fellas? Keep going to go work, man. Bringing light to these establishments and what they're trying to do to sovereignty. It's a shame what's going on. Have you guys tried to go out to a broader audience like CNN or some of these networks and get the truth out there to a large scale of people? Or they just
I've been on CNN a couple times. So, I've been on MSNBC. I've been on the History Channel. I'll take it when they give it to me, but it's so few and far between that the mainstream media ever wants to cover what the alternative has to say. And then they always do so in a negative light. Yeah. We're always the kook. We're bad. We're fringe.
but you're not seeing that as much on the streets. You know, again, Hal Sparks, the actor, you know, he used to be on Talk Soup. He gets talked to about 9/11 Truth, and he's like, well, you know, of course they're going to use that as a talking point to attack you on the news. But go to the average American's household at 2 or 3 in the morning and they're on YouTube watching this stuff. So they're using it as an attacking point. And they have a list of things to attack you on. You know, don't say there's $27 trillion that the bankers stole. You know, don't talk about 9/11 Truth. Don't talk about the Second Amendment and say it's a good thing. Don't say anything bad about global government or the UN or the quote unquote New World Order. It's okay when Gordon Brown gets up at the G20 and says that they're building a New World Order and then a New World Order is emerging. But as soon as you have criticism for that global order, then you're the bad guy and then it doesn't exist. You're a kook. And I see that time and time again. I thank you for the call, Drew. Let's go to Tony. Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on the line.
Hello. How you doing, Jason and Stuart?
Good.
Yes. I see that snowstorm up there in the northeast, and I think, damn global warming.
Well, there's another one. You know, you're not allowed to talk about global warming in a negative light, despite ClimateGate coming out in the news. The State of the Union address, he gets up in front of Congress in the House, and what's he say? He's like, well, all those people that deny global warming, that's a big laugh. It's a big laugh, but in my stack here, you know, I've got more lies about global warming coming out. And, of course, Phil Jones, one of the scientists for the UN, who I have his email featured in the next film I'm doing, Invisible Empire, where he literally says, yes, the data shows that we've been cooling for the last 7 years. This is from 2005, since 1998, but it's not statistically significant. Then you find out they dumped all of the source data, so nobody could go over it. And now the headline is, oh, Phil Jones contemplated suicide. We were too hard on him by actually exposing the truth. And this maddens me. It absolutely maddens me. And then in that story, by the way, where they say that Phil Jones contemplated suicide, they associate him with Dr. David Kelly, who was murdered. And they called it a suicide. For those that don't know, Dr. David Kelly was the one that said, yes, they sexed up reports that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And then they found him in the woods with his wrist slit. And then they compare it to this guy right here, folks. It drives me nuts. I mean, how far off base right now is the mainstream media? How much truth are we really getting from them, Stuart? What do you think?
Well, as you said, it's a little tiny tidbits here and there. But, you know, the answer really is the Internet and our own independent, you know, journalists like yourself. That's where the answer's going to lay.
Yeah, and the thing that boggles my mind is, what does InfoWars.com do? What does Jason Burmes do? They go to the Times Online. They go to Reuters. They go to CNN.com. There's nothing in here that the establishment, the mainstream media, isn't telling us. We get it in, you know, paragraph 17, page 2, in one sentence. And we say that, and then we're the kooks. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Terrence in Texas. Terrence, you're on the line.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Stuart. Hey. I want to ask Stuart, you got the 1793 Chisholm versus Georgia. You got Bob Schultz suing the government for bailing out AIG. For a person to take on anything, you have to quit your job and become, it takes over your life. Do you have anything on the Oath Keepers to give the people education on things they should know, the duties of the sheriff, constitutional, simple things they can use, you know, just to help promote the movement of liberty and freedom?
Well, right now we're writing our Oath Keepers Handbook, and unfortunately I've been traveling around so much that I haven't been able to do as much writing as I'd like on the site, so I'm going to try to change that soon. We'll have an Oath Keeper University on the site too, all free links. The main point, I always start at the very basics. Start with the Declaration of Independence, start with our philosophical underpinnings, what makes us Americans. Then you go from there to our Constitution, which is simply the method we the people chose to secure our liberty. And then you go from there and, you know, read the Federalist Papers. You can read the Declaration for the Cause of Taking Up Arms of 1775, which was a very good document to read. I believe it was 1775 or 1776. It was June of 1776, I believe it was written. So you go and read all these different documents so you understand your own heritage and history. And then you go from there. And then you can look at what's going on now and see it through the proper lens of we the people are sovereign. Governments by our consent only. They have no authority whatsoever to do anything outside of that. And, of course, you should understand, you know, the problems with our money supply, too. sound money backed by gold or silver is what the founders intended, and not what they have now. I mean, they experienced the continentals. That's why the old saying, you know, not worth a continental. They experienced paper currency, and that's not what they meant when they said Congress has the authority to coin money. And so these are the bedrock things we should know and understand, and not pay so much attention to the circus in D.C. of this party versus that party, which is kind of like the Super Bowl. Paint your face blue or red and scream and yell when your team has the ball, you know.
And the other thing he said that I want to address is he said, well, these things have to consume your life for you to make a difference. I don't believe that.
No.
I really feel like maybe it's consumed my life, but I was kind of going in that direction anyway.
It's consumed mine, too.
Yeah, and I would like to think that both of us have done a lot for this Patriot movement, sure, but it doesn't have to consume. Not enough. You know, I want to do more and more every day because that's what drives me. But just because, you know, you work a 9-to-5 job, you got two kids at home, you have a mortgage payment, you can still do things. It doesn't have to, not everybody is going to be Cindy Sheehan. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the way to do it. I think that's why you should focus on your local community first. Mm-hmm. Focus on your county and make sure you got a squared away sheriff. Make sure you got a good county commissioners that are real constitutionalists. If you don't, get them out of office, put ones in that are. Focus there. Make sure you got, you know, like I said, a neighborhood watch. Get to know your neighbors. Be ready to support each other and help each other. And be ready to support the police directly if you need to. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they know you have their back. A strong community like that, you can do that. Even with a full-time job, you can do these things. Join your volunteer fire department. Or if you have a CERT program, you know, Citizens Emergency Response Training. If your state has that, take part in it. Search and rescue, whatever it is you have in your community, you can do. You should do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're supposed to be in your militia. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be mustering on the green and drilling every weekend, right?
Yeah, well, Alex always says the Second Amendment doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to use your firearm. So, I mean, there are those people out there that really, you know, those yuppie types that do have a gun out there, they never go to the range. You know, they don't know how to handle their firearm. Learn how to use it.
Yeah, go to an Appleseed class. Go to Appleseed, I think it's appleseed.info, but there's, you know, it's free for women and children. And current serving police officers, for everybody else, it costs $70 for 2 days of good basic rifle marksmanship. So that's a good program.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Jeff in Utah. Jeff, you're on the line.
How you guys doing?
Good, good.
I'm watching the Super Bowl right now, and there's the commercials are rather really disturbing this time. They've got a Doritos commercial where a dog has a RFID shock collar on.
Actually caught that one. Actually caught
he
that
runs
one.
And
I was
he
in the
puts
break
it on
room.
The guy and then it shocks him on the floor and people laugh about it.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, for those that don't know, dogs have two kinds of collars now. You can get the one where you have the invisible fence, they can't go outside, but they also have the bark collar. And the commercial is that the dog takes the bark collar off and puts it around the neck of the human and he talks and he gets shocked. Really, you know, I don't know if that's predictive programming. I don't know if that's getting us ready for shock collars. I do know that they have proposed, the TSA has proposed, that people getting on a plane should wear a wrist shock collar to ensure their safety so that if you're a terrorist, they can subdue you with this shock collar. That could be the new America. It's not bad enough, you know, they want to see your naked body through these scanners and possibly radiate you with cancer. Now they want you to wear a shock collar. How do you feel about the shock collar, Stuart?
Oh, on the plane?
The arm shock collar. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just absurd.
It's out of control. But you know what?
Why don't have a collar that will inject like darts into your neck and just kill you? You know, the CIA can just say, oh, we think it's a terrorist.
We really are getting to that level with all these uses of drones. You're not seeing it domestically, but it is. I mean, I got one of those in my stack where you're seeing more and more drone use by the United Kingdom and the United States and NATO, where Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan. And really what I see is a beta test because they are bringing these drones home. They're already using them in Miami.
Well, they also said that they are targeting U.S. citizens who they suspect of being part of Al-Qaeda abroad. Mm-hmm. And the question people should have is, will that make a difference if they're here at home? Mm-hmm. There's no legal distinction between abroad and at home if you're a so-called unlawful enemy combatant.
Yeah, and I don't think people are going to understand it until these drones are judge, jury, and executioner. You know, because at first it's going to be, oh, we're using drones to stop crime. Then all of a sudden they're going to be the enforcement arm, and hey, you know, the drone told him to stop, and the guy didn't stop, and he ran. We were forced to gun him down. We didn't want to gun him down. Right. And when we say we gun him down, it's a guy sitting there with an Xbox controller looking at a screen controlling a drone so disassociated from the human life he takes.
He used his best judgment to determine this guy was a threat, and so he blew up a family. SUV.
And that's why we have to stop these things while they're still abroad. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
What's going on, Jason? I'm somewhat watching the Super Bowl, listening to your show and Alex's. Quickly, this past week I saw the Department of Homeland Security in my hometown here in Macomb. There was a shooting or like a hostage situation. They brought up this unified command post, and some of the officers were mentioning that it was a place where the officers come and stay warm. But I looked up info on this, and pretty much it's like a cellularized truck. It's kind of like the vehicle from V for Vendetta, surveilling all your...
Well, Homeland Security has exploded in a big way. I had somebody out in Pennsylvania send me 4 pictures of a new Homeland Security vehicle in his hometown. And what you're seeing is, first of all, Homeland Security was set up after 9/11. It was already on the back burner. They already had the basic infrastructure in place to launch the program. Okay, so in other words, it wasn't 9/11 that brought us Homeland Security. They talked about it for years. So then Homeland Security is put into place, but in the last 18 months, they've said, well, you know, it's not really going to be this agency that's independent of itself. It was absorbed by the National Security Agency. That should tell you something. This thing was set up from the beginning to look at American citizens doing things in this country. And as now, exactly, as the enemy, and now it has been absorbed by the National Security Agency publicly. What's your stance on Homeland Security? We know that Ron Paul has said if he would be elected, he would get rid of that and many other illegal bureaucracies.
Well, I think he's right. And like I always tell people is that all of the infrastructure is put in place under the Bush administration to supposedly go after Islamic terrorists is now being turned inward on the American people. Mm-hmm. And so all the people that cheered and supported what Bush did are now having the guns pointed at them.
Yeah, and they were pointed at them before. We just had less leaks. We didn't have all these MIAC reports coming out.
But now the rhetoric itself is coming. Yeah, exactly.
Well, now you're seeing it in on the local level in these fusion centers. I mean, that MIAC report was just one of hundreds. I mean, we went over the Virginia Fusion Center document.
Right.
And there, I can't remember what the other one was, but I mean, it was a 200-plus page document where they admitted, yes, we are targeting Christians. Yes, if you go to this school, you may be being watched. If you go to this website, we are watching you. You go to the Southern Poverty Law Center site, and there's just a total list, including Infowars.com, of sites that are racist. Oh, my God. Final segment coming up with Stuart Rhodes after this is the InfoWar with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Back final segment with Stuart Rhodes, and we were just kind of discussing in the break here right before we went on how the First Amendment is more important than the Second Amendment, and you mentioned Thomas Paine and how, you know, I mean, Thomas Paine, author of Common Sense, very vocal during his time. Yeah, I mean, this guy was out there really screaming bloody murder, and you just mentioned that, you know, the war was won before the first shot was even fired, before we even entered the battlefield, because it was in the minds of men. I mean, speak to that. How powerful is the pen?
Well, as the saying goes, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword, and nothing's more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Mm-hmm. And that's how we revolted and won against the British Empire, because the people understood the bedrock fundamentals. I mean, then before that, you had scholars like, while you're thinking of that name,
Stuart, I just want to say that I'm proud of us on Super Bowl Sunday. Not like we're sacrificing anything. We're in here concerned about the state of this country and for the real game, the real fight for liberty. I just wanted to point that out. It was good having you here with us.
Oh, thank you very much. No, it was Algernon Sidney I was thinking of. And
okay.
Also, of course, now I'm drawing a blank again. Oh, John Locke.
Okay.
Okay. That was the philosophical basis for the revolution, but that had not been put in practice yet. And so what happened with the American people is they had the opportunity, a window of opportunity, to put into practice the fundamental principles of the liberty of the people. Because before then, the sovereign was the king. It was a divine right of kings. And supposedly it was God gave power to the king, who gave power to the lords, and down at the very bottom was the people. Well, the founders put in practice the philosophical idea that, look, it's from God to us directly, our natural rights, and the sovereignty of the people. That's why they had the cry of no king but Jesus, because to them, only God was above them. The people come first, and then below that is the government.
Absolutely. And anybody who wants to worship, that's why it sickens me that Europe still has these families out there that the queen, I mean, people don't understand. The queen is a real political position. This woman has shadow government control. They just released some documents just a month ago saying that she was going to relinquish some of her powers to Prince Harry. Prince William, as he comes up. These people get briefed by Parliament. They can seat the Prime Minister. I mean, they have actual powers that are derived from nothing but us actually allowing it. We give them the power. God is not giving the royal family power. I'm sorry. It's impossible.
Right.
It's ludicrous. It's insanity. Talk about massive mind control and brainwashing.
So we rejected that idea. We don't consider it absurd, the notion that some king has a divine right to rule over us and treat us like his property. And yet we have this weird devotion to majority rule. And so they say the majority of the people have spoken. They've elected me, the president, or whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And now, therefore, I can go and be basically a king. Mm-hmm. But supposedly with the authority of the people.
Well, according to John Hugh, who wrote these memorandums, that it's okay for us to torture people.
John Hugh? Yeah, he's my buddy.
Yeah, he's a good guy, that guy, let me tell you. I mean, he sits up there. I look at this guy. He must weigh like a buck 30. He's this little Asian man, and he sits there with such, you know, frankness that, no, the president does have the power to do what he wants, and if we're going to torture people in front of them for terrorism reasons, we'll do so. And in the papers, it actually talks about crushing a young person's genitals in front of their parents. And then you see
that was during debate.
Yeah. Right. Someone brought it up, that white paper, and he's like, well, you know, of course.
Oh, what he said was, well, it would depend upon why the president thought he needed to do that.
Yeah, but then you look at the pictures they published of Guantanamo Bay. Okay. I mean, we had people with half of their heads eaten off from the dogs they were sicking on. They had the mound piles. They didn't, I mean, there were some really, really gruesome pictures they didn't show us in this country that were published overseas that I have that they blow my mind to this day. And then on top of those pictures, the Senate came out in 2004 and said they'd seen video of what happened there, and they were disgusted. Those videos are still under the veil of national security. We may never see them. Folks, wake up. If you're out there and you're a veteran and you want to do something right, go to oathkeepers.org and sign up. Anything quickly, Stuart?
Well, even if you're just an average citizen that's never sworn an oath before, never served, you can join as an associate member as well.
Awesome. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Network.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
Yeah! We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis on this Super Bowl Sunday edition live. We're going to kick out to a couple of your calls in just a moment. But I do want to go over some of the stories that I would like to hit up in these next 2 hours. Obviously, the big story is that Prison Planet InfoWars are being censored abroad through ISPs, Internet Service Providers. And we're going to see more and more of this, not only globally, but within our own country, now that the House has passed with only five dissenters, count them, one, two, three, four, five, one, of course, Ron Paul, to the Cybersecurity Act. And we're going to be reading sections of that Cybersecurity Act on the air. Let's see some of these things. I want to talk about the Tea Party movement just a bit because it's in the mainstream media. There are people waking up, but they're now turning to people like Sarah Palin. Do not be bamboozled by the mainliners, by people like Palin, by people like Beck. And they said fractures emerge as Tea Party convenes. And remember, it's the establishment's job to promote it on one end, Fox News, and then try to tear it down on another end, CNN. To give you that false sense of right and left, liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat. All right, let's take a few more phone calls. Let's see who's next. Let's go to Bill in California. Bill, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. My name is Bill from California. I'm I do believe that I've been veterans are being treated like a terrorist yesterday over at Joint Force Training Base out in Los Alamitos, California.
Well, tell me what you're talking about here. How are Americans being treated like terrorists?
I just went over there and I just went about a normal day and I went over to the PX and I have a hobby where I make hydrogen fuel cells. I'm on my cell phone now, all my speakers open, so I hope everybody can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I was over there and I was driving in through the gate, and I'm all, they ask me, what's your purpose here? I go, all I go do is the PX, and I go shop or look around, and that's basically it. And I mentioned that I had a hydrogen fuel cell in the back of my truck in a little box that I made. I made this thing. It makes a vehicle run on mostly water. It's a fuel complementer. And uh-huh. They said, it looks like an explosive. I go, well, it's not. It's not an explosive. All it is just a old technology.
Uh-huh.
It's 100 years old.
Now, Bill, are you military to get onto this base?
I'm a veteran. I served two tours in Iraq.
And you're just trying to go to the PX store, and you show them basically your car has a modified engine to take a fuel cell, and they think that you're a terrorist carrying a bomb.
Exactly.
Well, that's the new country. I mean, what do you expect, Bill, when you have a bunch of ignorant people running around that don't, first of all, most people don't think you can modify your car to run on more than, 30 or 40 miles to the gallon. Oh, you'd have to have a hybrid for that. Folks, my 1998 Acura Integra gets 32 miles to the gallon. Are you telling me that 10 plus years later, they can't give me a car that drives on 50, 60, 70 miles to the gallon? Of course they can. They don't want to. They're making too much money. They're gaining too much control. Bill, I thank you for the call. We're going to take some more callers on the other side, but I want to talk about some banking. They just keep giving out the bonuses. Yeah. JP Morgan's Damone scores $16 million bonus, and he's among several. Again, as they loot the economy for trillions, as they push us into servitude, I think the number is somewhere around $50,000 in debt to each American citizen over this bailout. And then these guys are getting $16 million bonuses. Let me tell you something. Jason Burmes doesn't owe $50,000 to anybody. And the day they try to collect that from U.S. citizens, say, well, this is just part of your debt to save the country. I think that's the time for a violent revolution. Because I'm not paying $50,000 out to a bunch of criminals that just raped and looted my country. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. Tony, David, Joel, Seal, and many others. 888-201-2244. And read the Cybersecurity Act after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And I see that somebody's posted that the House has passed the cybersecurity bill. And I think it was something like 432 to 5. And right away, I'm just like, man, this is awful. This is absolutely terrible. So I copy it. I paste it. I said, this is effing terrible. And, you know, get ready for the Nazi cybersecurity squads. So I start getting comments after comments. Oh, my God, I can't believe they passed this. Because the majority of people are on my Facebook page because they listen to this program or they enjoy my films. They're in the know. They do keep up on current events. They care about geopolitics and even politics that go on just in this country. But really, the Cybersecurity Act is a geopolitical issue because it's already been established abroad in some of the more outwardly dictatorial countries. And then the soft dictatorships like Australia have passed such legislation. Now it's come here to America with a K, the new America, the one that I don't care for. And my buddy, he's a really good buddy of mine. I've known him since 99 really well. Knew of him in 98. Known him for over a decade. Really good friend of mine, you know. Just had a baby, went to his wedding, the whole nine. And he literally writes to me. He's like, I'm glad they did this. Not everything's a conspiracy, Burmese. So I write back to him. Joe, I'm glad to see that the baby's looking great. I miss you a lot. However, have you read this bill? Do you even know what it says? And he's like, no, I haven't read the bill, but I, you know, we have to protect the internet. And I said, well, Joe, about 6 months ago, I took the bill, which is in my hands right now, and I went over it, and it is a draconian piece of legislation that looks to regulate the entire internet locally, federally, and on a state level as well. And it's total internet takeover. We're going to go over some subsections in just a moment. So then somebody else wrote in, you know, the true Americans wouldn't vote for this. So he said, what is a true American? And I replied, well, a true American is somebody who actually at least read the bill before voting it, or at least the parts that are objectionable to the First and Second Amendments. First Amendment, really, not the Second Amendment. Sorry, I said that. And he just had no response. So right now, little old Jason Burmese is going to go over some of the subsections in this bill. So what is the Cybersecurity Act? Well, it's going to create a cybersecurity advisory panel. Real-time cybersecurity dashboard. What does that mean? That means instead of what they use today, which are carnivore-type softwares, echelon-type softwares, where, yes, everything you do on the internet is tracked, traced, and databased, it's not really in real time. See, they take all the information down and then it goes through a machine that looks for code words or certain domain names, et cetera, to build a profile. This is real-time cybersecurity dashboards. Okay? State and regional cybersecurity enhancement program. Remember, this is a federal program and they are going to get their little mitts into every state and region they can. Section 6, NIST standards for development and compliance. NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology that is largely responsible for the cover up of the demolitions of World Trade Center 1, 2, and of course 7. Let me repeat that for you. NIST is the organization that is heavily involved in the cover up of the controlled demolitions of World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. And they are the people that have developed this system and will force compliance. Oh, yes, we love you, NIST. This is a good thing. Secure domain name addressing system. Secure domain, folks, your domain name is already secure once you purchase it. This is an excuse to put every single domain name in the country under government control. Then they're going to promote cybersecurity awareness. What's that mean? That means you're going to see more stories like the one where Miley Cyrus gets up and says, I don't like to be cyberbullied. I'm getting off Twitter. And then she can't even spell fat. I was called fat. It's like F, like with the big dollar sign and the question mark and the bamboozle everything. That's the new America. Let's keep going, folks, because, you know, I read the bill. I actually spent the time to sit down with the 50 or so pages and read it. It's a novelty, I know. Jason Burmis reads 50 pages in a day, more than most Americans do in a month. And it's certainly more than most Americans do in a lifetime when it's in regards to congressional and Senate bills. All right, so this cybersecurity advisory panel that they're setting up, what is it? They shall appoint as members of the panel representatives of what? Industry, academics, nonprofit organizations, interest groups, advocacy groups, state and local governments. And they're dedicating a plethora of resources and money towards research, development, demonstrations, education, technology transfer, commercial applications, and society and civil liberty concerns. Don't worry, those civil liberty concerns are being looked at. Nowhere in this bill does it say that it's going to obey the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They say they're going to address the concerns of civil liberties. Oh, thank you, government masters. Thank you so much for addressing my concerns over draconian legislation to shut down the internet and free speech. Without the internet, is loose change a phenomenon? Hardly. You need the internet for something like that to be a phenomenon. In order to be the number one internet film of all time, guess what, folks? You need the internet. The panel shall advise the president on matters relating to the national cybersecurity program and strategy and shall assess trends and development in cybersecurity science and research, progress made in implementing the strategy, the need to revise the strategy. So this is just an open window. How are we going to come at this? We know how they're going to come at this when we read white papers from Cass Sunstein saying they have to infiltrate 9/11 Truth and other conspiratorial groups through social networks. The balance among components of national strategy, including funding for the program. Whether the strategy priorities and goals of helping to maintain the United States leadership and defense in cybersecurity. And they actually associate this with the Cold War, saying instead of an arms race, they need a technology race. I mean, come on. The management, coordination, and implementation of the activities of the strategy. Okay? Support for regional cybersecurity centers. For the promotion and implementation of cybersecurity standards. What are these standards? The standards are that all hardware and all software will now have to be federally approved. There will be standards on language. In other words, HTML, C++, program, all these different programming languages will now be standardized for the federal government. Each center shall be affiliated with the United States-based nonprofit institution or organization. See, the regional centers are also going to be hooked into the nonprofits that they then buy off. This gives them plausible deniability. This says that a nonprofit center will really be running the regional cybersecurity centers, but it's all under cloak of the federales. The transfer of cybersecurity standards, processes, technology, and techniques developed at the National Institute of Standards and Technologies will go through to small and medium-sized companies throughout the United States. It also mentions that if you have an extremely small company with less than 100 members, that you will also be regulated under this. They want everyone under the same cybersecurity system. All right. I said I'd take some more callers. I will take some more callers. 888-201-2244 is the number. Let's go to Tony in New York. Tony, you're on the line.
Hey, it's Jay Tony Fox from New York City. How's everything going, man?
Good, good.
Great, great. Just wondering, you were talking about the InfoWars, Prison Planet shutting down. Alex busted in the studio, started screaming. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for those subscribers. They're going to get a refund, or maybe there's a little Larry Silverstein type of clause in the sign up that says no refund.
Well, I think that I think if you start calling in and they've blocked your ISP, they'll definitely give you the refund on PrisonPlanet.tv. I know that people either sign up for the monthly or the year membership, so I don't know. what the refund process will be. I know that the two girls over in customer service are probably going to be start taking a lot of calls starting on Monday. Like I said, I didn't see people getting kicked off until about 2 or 3 days ago on my own Facebook saying, hey, I can't get on. And then I would look and they would be abroad. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, but I'm sure that we're going to, you know, address it as soon as possible. But hopefully, Tony, we can get InfoWars reinstituted on these internet service providers that have blocked us. Anything else?
One thing, I'm going to Florida on Tuesday and I'm a little worried about the body scan. I was going to ask them for a strip search or whatever, or maybe fake a seizure.
Well, here's the deal. The body scanners aren't in most airports yet. And even the ones that they are in, they kind of selectively enforce who has to go through a body scanner. So I doubt you're going to have to go through a body scanner. The moment they try to put me through a body scanner, I'll say, look, man, I will strip buck naked right here if that will make you feel comfortable. But I'm not going to be radiated by some body scanner that may or may not give me cancer down the line. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to David in Washington. David, you're on the line.
Yeah. Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, a couple of things. The first thing is that have you guys noticed that they switched it from the terminology of global warming to climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I've talked about on this program many times. And, David, hang over because we're coming up to break, but I'll let you talk on the other side. Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, when I was in school, global warming was being caused by CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, that were putting a hole in the ozone layer. Now it's carbon dioxide. The thing that we breathe out is the boogeyman. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes. And we've got Alex Jones on the line. We're taking your calls. We'll be back to that in just a moment. Alex, go ahead.
I was just driving home from the office, and I heard that last caller. Number one, I hadn't even thought about subscribers in Australia and Italy and New Zealand and China that can't get on PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, we'll give them a $5 refund on the month. That isn't even the issue. Mm-hmm. And people always psychologically think about themselves individually. No, it's about the greater whole. The government is now moving against the web. It isn't PrisonPlanet.tv that is blocked. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are free websites. It's the audio stream off those sites. I mean, this is happening, and we're talking about cybersecurity that says the entire infrastructure will be taken over by the feds. For those that don't know, in 1996, under the emergency alert system, Not only did stations just tune an emergency frequency during emergencies, all the equipment is wired through that final FEMA piece of equipment. And that's what this is. The entire takeover and snooping over every network, even down to small companies, and it's cast on the White House announcing and the UN and Time Magazine, all saying they want to restrict free speech. Got it, folks? Restricting free speech across the web. It's not just InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that went down in Australia on most ISPs and New Zealand and China. A third of the people in the world, or one-fourth, I mean, it's a billion and a half or whatever, a 6 billion. It's not just Italy. It's not just the transit system for the, quote, free government broadband that everybody pays for. You can't get on InfoWars or PrisonPlanet. The censorship is happening now. It's going to happen to everyone. WikiLeaks is being banned everywhere. Okay, it's your small site tomorrow, folks. This means they're cracking down. This means we're hurting them on climate gate and flu gate and healthcare gate and all the other corrupt things they're involved in. Do you understand? The web censorship is starting. It's going on now incrementally as a test salvo, as an enemy probe, to see what we do. It's a test balloon. This is a red alert emergency situation. We have the number one hammer InfoWars and Prison Planet out to everybody, every Facebook, every MySpace, every YouTube, every Twitter, and point out this is happening and happening to others. We got a big report coming out at PrisonPlanet.com in the morning detailing the entire spectrum of the attack pattern. This is a red alert. Okay, folks, I was totally freaked out in the last week learning this was happening. We now confirmed it. This means the enemy is getting ready for war with Iran to tank the dollar and everything. Do you get it? It's over. All the slovenliness, all the NFL crap, they're going to rob you. America's being taken over like some third world country. This is real. They say they'll shut the web down to, quote, protect it. They will launch the fake cyber attack. You just heard Jason going over the Cybersecurity Act bill. Me a favor, Jason, leave that on the broadcast list. I've covered it 4 or 5 times, but I want to cover it again tomorrow. This is real. This isn't just about InfoWars or PrisonPlanet. They're now launching the operation. Hundreds of emails are coming in a day. We're being shut down even in the U.S. on Comcast and many other systems. Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this bill, they're also going to be spying on and recruiting all of your sons and daughters that are in the public school system. Let me read you Section 12, Federal Cyber Scholarship for Service Program. After they've created their infrastructure, after they're monitoring the web every day and night in real time, and it's in real time, they are setting up a real-time cybersecurity board.
They said report anything fishy. Anyone criticizing the president. You've got the diversity czar and the regulation czar and all of them calling for censorship. Absolutely, Burma.
Absolutely. And then they are going to go after, quote unquote, your best and brightest. They shall provide a procedure for identifying promising K through 12 students for participation in summer work and internship programs that would lead to certification of federal information technology workforce.
They've got blogs and CENTCOM countering us. Ladies and gentlemen, all these trolls you see getting us the infight on Zionists and Catholic and, oh, my God, Alex is making money to fund his operation. That's in Cass Sunstein's COINTELPRO. This is an op. This is an op. It's happening. We're hurting them. Burmese, awesome job. Just again, I covered that a month ago with the cybersecurity. It's now passed the House. That's the Senator of the House version, Jeff. Yeah.
I've got the House version that passed last night. And again, it's incredibly unpopular.
It's even worse. Do me a favor. Leave that on the desk. I'm going to cover that at 11 a.m. tomorrow. I'll keep listening. Great job. Go back to the polls.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to go over the Cybersecurity Act even further. Again, incredibly unpopular amongst the people. You go to the Cybersecurity Act, and we'll put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. After this, only 6% of the public approve. And it's probably much less than that. Back after this is the InfoWar.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Jason Burmes, the Info Warrior, is live. Believe it or not, the Saints are all of a sudden in the lead midway through the third quarter. I just popped in to get a coffee, and I saw that. Figured I'd give those who couldn't give two shakes of a lamb's tail that information. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. I know David was talking about the difference between climate change and global warming. Before we go back to him, I want to make this point. Look, in this bill, they talk about recruiting K through 12 students that are promising, okay, for participation in summer work and internship programs that would lead to certification of federal information technology workforce standards and possible future employment. See, the federal information technology workforce standards are what the entire country are going to have to go by. This is the standardization of all software, of all hardware, of everything going through the federales. Forget about open source. All right, let's go back to David in Washington. David, you were talking about the differences between climate change and global warming.
Yeah, basically what they've done is just like what you said, they just changed the terminology on it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you say climate change, well, the climate's always changing.
That's right.
So basically, you know, what's the difference? So you can have climate change any day, any month, any year that you want, because the climate's always continuing to change.
Absolutely. So, and you know what? Their scam really, really got exposed during ClimateGate, especially in the United Kingdom. And I thank you for the call, David. In my hands, okay, in my hands, for some reason, this is like leprosy to our mainstream media. You're not allowed to talk about the climate change debacle. But in the UK, climate change research bungle. The research institute run by the head of the UN's climate body has handed out a series of environmental awards to companies that have given it financial support, the Sunday Telegraph can disclose. So in other words, they were glad-handing corporations that gave them money. This is how it works. You give us money, we give you awards, you get public accolades, you look good to the people. The Globe and Mail, the great global warming collapse. As the science scandals keep coming, the air has gone out of the climate change movement. Damn straight it has. Damn straight it has. New errors in IPCC climate change report. The United Nations panel on climate change is facing fresh criticism today as the Sunday Telegraph reveals new factual errors and poor sources of evidence in influential reports to government leaders. Now, remember, they got caught last week. We went over the story where they had some hiker who took some photographs, and they were using his paper as proof that global warming existed, and they had falsified some other documents. Let's see. Let's read some of these. The Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, IPCC report is supposed to be the world's most authoritative scientific account of the scale of global warming. But this paper has discovered a series of new flaws in it, including, get ready for this, the publication of inaccurate data on the potential of wave power to produce electricity around the world, which was wrongly attributed to the website of commercial wave energy company. Claims based on information in press releases and newsletters. New examples of statements based on student dissertations, two of which were unpublished. More claims which were based on reports produced by environmental pressure groups. They are the latest in a series of damaging revelations about IPCC's most recent report published in 2007. And wait! There's still more. Climate makes money move in mysterious way. The British government has been pouring millions of pounds into climate-related projects all over the world. And, of course, it's a UN push. A UN push. So we scanned through those articles in about 2 minutes. Obviously, we could go on for 2 hours about this, but we are really focusing on the fact that the Cybersecurity Act passed the House yesterday with only 5 dissenting votes, one of them Ron Paul. And guys, do me a favor, type in Cybersecurity Act, bring up the page, and put it up there for viewers, because on the side, I want them to realize over 2,000, let me repeat this, over 2,000, let me say it again, over 2,000 people have voted saying they don't like this. They think, no, no, no. They know what this is. They know this is a draconian piece of legislation to engulf and encompass the entire internet under elite control. All right, let's keep going through the calls. Let's go to Joel in Pennsylvania. Joel, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
I know we got a lot of new listeners, so I just got a message for all the new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You're not listening to Howard Stern here. This is life and death information, and we're risking our lives to bring this to you. It might seem overwhelming at first, but you have to continue listening, and you have to continue gaining knowledge, and you got to investigate all the claims that Alex and Jason and others make, and you'll soon find that it's all true. And once you find out and accept the fact that it's all true, you gotta decide to be on the right side of history and stand up for your freedoms and for your rights. I mean, the people in Germany in 1938 were in denial too, and Nazi Germany has been a prelude of what's to come. So break out of your conditioning and step away from the fear and be a leader. Stand up to this tyranny and just wake someone up today.
No, that's an awesome way to say it, Joel. And there's so many out there that would like to accuse me and mine of fear-mongering, and I get that criticism more often than not, but I'm not trying to fear-monger to anybody. I'm saying this stuff is scary, and it is really happening. What are we going to do about it? And it's not about being paralyzed by that initial fear. It's about taking that initial fear and empowering yourself to defeat it, to challenge it, to go forward instead of backward, to not suck your thumb and cry on your big pillow, but to stand up and shout from the rooftops the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it is. I appreciate the call, Joel. Let's go to Seal in Canada. Seal, you're online. Yes, sir.
About a third time caller, I guess. I've been listening for 2 years, and I want to comment on a couple of things quickly. First of all, I think we need another poster drive. We need some really good posters to inform people just everywhere about this web thing and just what's involved in that censorship. Also, the naked body scanners, my understanding of those is once not only the sickness of going through them, but once they've got that digital image that the drone missiles can find you anywhere. And I understand that's what's going on in Pakistan.
Well, let's talk about it like this, okay? Is that technology real? And that's biometric identification technology. Absolutely real. Absolutely real. And it's coming to people's homes in a big way this holiday season, Seal. What they're going to be doing this holiday season coming up is Xbox is going to be releasing their new controller called Project Natal. Now, Project Natal is essentially a 5 megapixel biometric scanning camera. Now, not only will it scan your full body right in front of you and then picture you on the screen in real time, but it will allow you Jetson style to place new clothes on your body. Now, on top of that, it also has a voice recognition. Outside of retinal recognition and a biometric thumb scan, it's got it all. It can recognize your voice. It does a body scan of you. It puts you into a database. You become your new avatar. And yes, once they put this in, even though they're going to tell you, they're going to say to you, no, this is just for airport security. We're not storing any of the images. That is total bull. First of all, they have all your information because you bought a plane ticket. They know your first and last name. They know your social security number. They know what kind of driver's license you have. They know where you live. So when they take that scan, they are going to keep it, whether they tell you that or not. It's just like with AT&T and all the other major telecommunication companies out there giving their data over to the National Security Agency more than 5 years ago, and people still deny it exists. Still deny it. They put a secret room. Mark Klein and others blew the whistle. All the lawsuits were thrown out of the Supreme Court and then on appeal under the National Security Act. And these people were trying to tell you, the dumbed down masses, that everything you do on your cell phone and everything you do on the internet is being tracked, traced, and databased. And it's time to grow up and face the reality of the situation. You will see that section An Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, coming out March 30th. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're online.
Hey, Jason, I wanted to say something about the global warming thing, how they're trying to, I mean, not the global warming, sorry, the internet bill, how they're trying to block it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
My school got, sometimes when we finish our tests early in our social studies class, we get these magazines, and they say, like, they say what's going on in current events, and ours at the time said it was about cyberbullying.
Yes.
And it had all this thing, and it said, cyberbullying could make you some people commit suicide, and it said cyberbullying is really bad, and like it's a fact that people can die from it and stuff, and it was really crazy and over the line.
It is over the line. Let me talk about that for a second, Michael, because one of the stories that they've used to try to promote this cyberbullying act outside of Miley Cyrus is that a young girl and another young girl were fighting in school. So one of the young girl's mothers took it upon herself to create a fake MySpace profile of a young boy. And this young boy took an interest in her daughter's, the daughter's girl who didn't like, they were fighting. So she faked that she was going to be this girl's boyfriend. And then this girl eventually, she had some kind of other emotional issues, ended up killing herself because the boy, really the girl's mother, told her to do so. Because one person steps over the line and does something that is questionable, should that be then an excuse to regulate the entire internet and then propagandize the fact that if you're cyberbullying, you can cost the life of another human being? I mean, sticks and stones may break my bones, Michael, but names can never hurt me. Go ahead.
My mom saw that ad. And also in this magazine, we looked at, me and my friend, who's also a truther like me, we were looking at who gave us this information. And at the bottom, well, there was two things. There was another thing that it said bad. It said that the population's too big and it'll hurt us because there's not enough natural resources and stuff.
Yeah, it's about sustainability. And sustainability is about population reduction, which is about eugenic control. They've been saying the population was too big when it was at 2 billion, then 3 billion, then 4, 5, and now it's 6. And Ted Turner has openly stated less than a year ago to We Are Change, after being confronted on his quotes in the 90s about a population reduction of 350 million people. And I'm not talking about killing 350 million. I'm talking about 350 million left on the planet. Left on the planet. That means 19 out of 20 need to die. What did he say to We Are Change 18 months ago or so? He said, no, that's not me. I go with the UN numbers. 2 or 3 billion. 2 or 3 billion? That means that the person standing next to me on my right and possibly on my left, or maybe even me, 1 out of 3, need a bullet in my brain. Or 1 out of 2. How do you get to a population of 2 or 3 billion from 6.5 if you don't plan on killing a bunch of people? Of course they plan on killing a bunch of people. And it drives me nuts that people can't associate. When they say they need a population on this planet of 2 to 3 billion, you better listen. You better listen damn well. Michael, keep up the great work. I know you're another young info warrior out there trying to do the right thing. Appreciate everything you do. Let's go to Ronnie in Kentucky. Ronnie, online.
Hey,
yes, sir.
I hope you can hear me.
What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. What's up, man?
Okay, I just wanted to put the word out that I'm taking the bull by the horns here in Kentucky. I'm running for sheriff in my county.
All right.
And one of the bases of my campaign is, in the last 2 years, I've cured over 150 people of terminal cancer using oil made from cannabis.
Well, you know, there are those studies out there, and I appreciate the call, Ronnie, in which THC has cured cancer in rats. Just type in THC cures cancer in rats. Obviously I can't give medical advice out here on there, but when there are mainline studies talking about cannabis, a.k.a. THC, that's the active ingredient in cannabis, curing rats, it deserves a little bit more study. Let's move it to David in Arkansas. David, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing today?
Good.
I'm sitting here listening to your show, boycotting the Super Bowl and all that mindless nonsense, and I've got this all sorts of psychological trauma. I'm a network security engineer. I've been in this field for a couple decades, and I've kind of jumped ship over the last year into the iPhone platform, seeing all this coming, because I don't want to be a part of any of this. But what I do want to impart to the listeners is they've got a fight on their hands like they don't anticipate in actually trying to get this stuff to stay shut off. Because there's so many avenues. If you've got one computer that can talk to another computer in any protocol, any format at all, there's ways of piggybacking signals on there and getting things through these firewalls. There's proxies. Mainly what they're trying to do is take over the DNS. So, you know, we can set up separate DNS architectures. You know, we can hard code IP addresses. We just got to keep fighting this because this cannot pass. This is the most important aspect of the front line. This is our very free speech at stake right here.
Well, I agree with you 110%. And for those people that don't really understand why we need to boycott this, explain to them what happens if the government has full regulation over all internet traffic, David.
Oh, it will be absolute tyranny. We will not be able to find out anything that isn't a government-sponsored lie. They will be able to go target us for whatever purpose, political or otherwise, that they want. And this can't be allowed to happen. You know, they tried to, you know, do things in the past where they want to charge, you know, per byte or, you know, per minute. And the community has fought back hard.
We need to fight back much harder. I mean, people, you know, you talk about bandwidth money, you know, and that's the idea that you're going to pay per bandwidth. And they've tried it in areas, even in Austin, Texas. They did a trial run right outside of Austin. I think it was either in Bastrop or Kyle out there. And that's tyrannical in itself. But when they decide that they're going to regulate all internet, even if we are lucky enough to kind of have a black market internet where there is still some freedom of speech, the people that actually run those things are going to be apt to be prosecuted unbelievably. I mean, we're talking about charging them with 20 to life for running an illegal website. So people will be turned off to the idea. And then people who use that black internet, it'll probably be even more than a slap on the wrist. It'll probably be like the drug war. Oh, no, you were downloading illegally off of this illegal site. And now instead of the RIAA, you know, we're going to have the federal government come in and regulate. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi there. How are you, bro?
Good, good.
Yeah. Listen, I was watching this thing. I think it was maybe Mad TV, and it's saying, like, well, obviously you can't use the N-word. But if you have that word that's part of another word, like, say you got Jesse Jackson on one side and Al Sharpton on the other, and you're sitting at the dinner table and you ask them, pass the vinegar, would you please? And they have no problem with that. Well, what do you call someone who reneges? Well, has not Obama reneged on all of his campaign promises?
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. Mark, I thank you for the call. It seems like it's getting too racist right there. You know, I don't think that there's any reason to attack the man on the color of his skin, or even though the N-word really just means an ignorant human being, its historical connotation is one of disgust, in my opinion. So we're going to go to Mike in Nevada, Carlos in Puerto Rico, and many others on the other side. It's 888-201-2244. It's the Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Info Warrior. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have.
It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors inside your ugly, ugly like me.
We are back, Super Bowl Sunday, Jason Burmes, Info Warrior. Live, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I want to hit up some of these other stories. The mainstream media is now saying that the swine flu pandemic, and they're calling it an epidemic here, is over. Hey, all right. We did it. We did it. Number one. Number one. Number one. All right, folks. There was never an epidemic. There was never a pandemic. There was just a lot of hype and fear-mongering and people making billions of dollars. And right now, MSNBC is saying it's over, but just 2 weeks ago, Barack Obama was on tour at these town hall-type meetings going, and if you haven't got your H1N1 shot yet, the CDC is recommending that you do, as there may be another wave of the swine flu. It was never swine flu. Never, ever, ever swine flu. It was a combinant of three different types of flu. It was bird flu. Bird flu, H5N1. It was swine flu, H1N1. And it was human flu. It was a low level, low frequency, low scale bioweapon that got the dumbed down masses, the very dregs of unthinking, non-thinking society, to inject themselves with a mercury-laced adjunct vaccine with a ton of terrible in it. That's what it was, folks. And they made billions of dollars on it, even though we exposed it and less than 20% of the population took it. They were trying to hype up numbers saying that, you know, 60% were going to take it or 30% had taken it. Less than 20% took the shot. All right, let's keep going to the calls. Let's go to Mike in Nevada. Mike, you're on the line.
First of all, Jason, I'd like to say, to make a statement to all the people out there and the freedom lovers out there that, about our real enemy, which is, you know, more than me, is the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And, the threat, it's the greatest enemy that we have ever faced and we ever have faced, and we beat them before. And the state movement, I have a question for you about the state rights movement that is going on throughout the country, which would the states would actually succeed from the union. I'm going to say this. I'm a very sore loser, and I want to take our federal government back. And I think that if the states succeed from the union, it's going to destroy the United States. It'll destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that should only be looked at as a solution, as a last resort for our freedom movement. And I'd like you just to briefly discuss that. And
I'd have to agree with you, Mike. I don't want to see the secession of Texas or New York or California or really any of the states unless there's some kind of a fast hand aggressive move by the federal government, aka a FEMA style takeover where you'll have, you know, National Guard or Army on the streets or roundups or guns will no longer be legal or the state of emergency declared. I hope that there are no secessions unless something like that happens. Now, I think that the threat of secession is a good thing. I think it's good when people start talking about states' rights. However, I do think that if you did have some of the bigger states leave the union, if you will, first of all, I doubt the federales would ever actually let that happen. But if it did happen, I think you would see a massive, I mean massive, military presence in and around that state. Whether it actually, you know, seeped into the borders of that state, I think it would be hard not to. I mean, let's say Texas secedes. Well, there's military men in Texas. There are military bases in Texas. Fort Hood is a great example of one of these military bases. What happens? Do they just vanish? Do they stop being under federal control? Well, obviously not. The federales don't like to give up any control, and the elitists certainly don't want to give up any control as they're used to just consolidating power and taking it from people. So I think that we would be in a hell of a mess. We're going to come back, continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. The InfoWar with Jason Burns, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear.
To this little segment of a couple of the football players in the Super Bowl. We had asked about Ben Bernanke, where the guy's like, yo, he looks like a criminal. It's really short. I found it amusing. Jacobson turned me on to it. I think Thursday, while we were working on my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, we're going to go to Carlos in Puerto Rico in just a moment. But I wanted to read this article, Time to Regroup on Autism. This is on CNN.com. And when I started to read this, I threw up a little in my mouth. Again, CNN and the establishment are trying to propagate that there is no connections with vaccines containing mercury, a heavy metal and a poison under the guise of thimerosal, a preservative, to autism. Let me read you the first paragraph. You might not know it to read it in the news of the discredited research that has long linked vaccines to autism, but there really is good progress on autism research. So here she says there are no links to autism and vaccines, even though we've proven it time and time again. They always say it's discredited. They give no research or no reason why it's discredited. They just say it off the bat. It's a very authoritative way to say, look at me, I'm right. And then they say, but no, research is getting good. No, we're finding out what it really is. No, we know what it is. Don't dope your kids up with shots full of mercury. And guess what? They won't be autistic on the average. Okay? So CNN, cut it out with the propaganda. Try truth. You might stay in business longer. All right, let's go to Carlos. Carlos, you're on the line.
Yo, man.
Yo.
I just wanted to point out that does anybody else notice that the Super Bowl is being used as a gigantic distraction against these dumb-minded fucking people who don't know what's going on?
Well, obviously, Carlos, this is the big distraction of the year, and it has really become like a religion. Again, this is the new religion. Sports is, you know, it's the apex of the gods. And we do, whether we realize it consciously or not, you know, we want our kids to be the big sports stars in school. We want them to be the quarterback or the pitcher or, you know, the home run hitter. And we put so much on that in just, you know, small town lifestyle here in Texas. Forget about it. Friday Night Lights is real. They air high school football games on some of the major stations here in Texas. That's a little bit over the top. What you should be concerned about is a relationship with your child. A relationship. Not how far he can throw the football. That's good. You know, if you want to go out back and throw the football around with your kid and get him, that's great. You know, sports is great in that respect that you can teach somebody to have dedication. Okay? To have some kind of a schedule where they get up in the morning. A regimen. Where they go and exercise and they work towards a goal. Those things are positive. But when you make your life about another team and their colors and how important them winning is, you've gone overboard. You know, there's a time to be a fan. There's a time to care about sports. But first, inform yourself. Know what's going on. Have a relationship with your children, for God's sakes. You know, it's great if you're sitting down watching the game with your kid today, but why don't you ask him how his job is? How's the mortgage? Are you able to make the car payments? Do you have medical insurance? What can I do? How can we help? How can we work together? Did you hear that the Cybersecurity Act just passed? Did you hear about the $27 trillion that the banks just stole? That's what you should be talking about today. All right, let's go to Kate in Canada. Kate, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kate.
I'm a mother of four, mm-hmm. and I work full-time, and my husband works full-time. And I do agree to a certain extent with your friend about there being sort of like a watching the internet to make it safe. But the person that's going to watch you is going to be myself or my kids.
All right, so hold on, Kate. Let's go over that on the other side. We're going to break. It's the Info Warrior Super Bowl Sunday. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hunt.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home.
We are back in Infowars with Jason Burmess, and we're talking to Kate in Canada. Kate was telling us how she has four children of her own and giving us her concerns on these cybersecurity bills. Go ahead and continue.
Well, just with the bill, like, I am quite capable of deciding what my kids can look at on the internet or what they can't look at. I don't need the government coming in and doing that job for me. And I hear this all the time where people are like, well, we have to do something. It's like, yeah, why don't you go and do it? And we don't need to have all these rules put in place. Like, I'm fully able to decide on how to protect my children, what's the best way. I'm a very busy person. My husband coaches the kids' soccer team. I'm on the parents' council. In fact, I'm chairing this year because no other parent wanted to do it. I try to be active with the other parents, with the teachers, with everything that's going on. I think it's too much of a reactionary thing to do is to try to censor things because people don't want to be responsible for their job to protect their own children.
Absolutely. This isn't about censorship for children. Okay, you know that. This is about censorship for you and what you're allowed to look at.
But the whole pretense of it is supposed to be for our kids, and it's garbage.
Yeah, well, they also say it's because of cybersecurity attacks, and they're going to be able to get into the infrastructure of the U.S. government. And in some respects, that has already happened, but no amount of legislation is going to be able to stop a crafty hacker from being able to get into the national security archives of the NSA or Homeland Security or one of these many other agencies. What this is about tracking, tracing, and databasing everything done on the internet in real time, standardizing all software configurations, all software language, all hardware, and then recruiting your children on top of it. It's also about putting smaller companies into servitude. See, they're going to loan out money to companies without, or with less than 100 employees in order for them to get under this standardized programming of cybersecurity so that they'll have these people in their pockets later. I thank you for the call, Kate. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're online.
Hi, Jason. I was wondering, are there any ISPs that are going to fight this?
I don't think so. I have not heard any of the major internet service providers, whether it be Time Warner, whether it be Comcast, whether it be smaller venues such as like Cricket that have their own little 3G networks of the sort, saying that they will fight this. Not one. I have not heard any outcry from those organizations.
I got another question also, please.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You think it's going to come down to a Terminator style life? You know, where
I hope not. I don't want to be John Connor. Do you want to be John Connor, dude? I don't want to be walking around with actual Terminators coming after me after Skynet has taken over. You know, I don't think it's ever going to come to the point where the machines overtake man, but they do have, for instance, in Iraq now, they've used the Big Dog for years. Now, this is a quadruped, robot.
Yeah,
that you can kick to the side and they'll still walk, it'll carry equipment, but they have a biped version of this. In other words, it's walking on two legs now. They've got the sex bot ready to come out for perverts across the world. Again, drones are being used on an unprecedented level. So are we ever going to see the Terminator? I don't think we're going to see the Terminator. I think we're going to see Terminator-like robots that will be controlled and utilized by the elite to fight wars in second and third world nations and to dominate humanity. You'll also see them on the streets as the new police force in 50 or 60 years. Here's the biped robot I was talking about. There's actually, this is one of the earlier versions. I know there's another one where it is walking on its own. But, you know, the technology, it just keeps getting better and better and smaller and smaller. And in a lot of respects, technology has really been shielded from the world populace and will be even further shielded if we cannot protect freedom of speech on the internet. I thank you for the call, Steve. The call in line is 888-201-2244. I want to get some more of the news over here that I haven't been able to cover yet. 9/11 health lawsuits raise credibility concerns. Now, when I saw this, I said, okay, here we go. Now that some of the people from 9/11 who were first responders that are actually going to get paid, here comes the media disinformation. Let me repeat that. The media disinformation. After hundreds have died from inhaling barium, other heavy metals, toxins, asbestos, and every other piece of crap you can imagine from the World Trade Center site. Now, some of the people are actually winning lawsuits. So what does the media come out and do? They don't support them. They don't support the first responders. They cry fraud. As the first cases in a massive battle over illness linked to 9/11 near trial, an Associated Press investigation has found that several of the initial 30 suits contain inconsistent or exaggerated claims about how the workers got sick or how much time they spent at ground zero. How much time they spent at ground zero. That off the bat should let you know that these people are nitpicking. They're going to say, oh, this person only spent a week there, not 2 weeks. Oh, this person only spent a month there, not 2 months. And it will all be bull shenanigans. There may be one or two people that are trying to take advantage of the system and go after, you know, an unwarranted lawsuit. I can assure you, after meeting many of the sick and dying first responders, that it's real. It's real that they're having to carry around oxygen machines. It's real that they're coughing up blood. One guy carries an oxygen tank in a bag. He's 35. Oh, no. That didn't happen from the dusty inhale of the World Trade Center. You're a conspiracy theorist, Jason. The EPA didn't doctor the reports. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yes, they did. And it's in Loose Change Final Cut. Go check it out for yourself. Let's see. I wanted to do a little bit of Taliban news. Why, Jason, why talk about the Taliban? It seems so old hat. Because NATO, an international United Nations organization, is getting ready to blow the hell out of more Afghanis, labeling them all in a conglomerate of Taliban. Taliban, NATO prepare for big helmet offensive. Taliban militants are digging in ahead of a major NATO operation in Helmand province in southern Afghanistan in one of the biggest offenses in the 8-year-old war. Now, we know when we went in there, after giving the Taliban $40 million in farmers aid just before invading Afghanistan, the summer before we invade, we give them $40 million, okay? Then we fly out a bunch of the Taliban on C-130s. That's real. That's a reality. After funding Karzai's brother through the CIA for the last 8 years as the lead opium dealer, we've got to start rattling our sabers again and saying that the Taliban is the problem. We have to stop the Taliban. And, of course, the U.S. is saying it's not in direct talks with the Taliban. Folks, a lot of the Taliban are on U.S. payrolls. Mainline U.S. and U.K. news. Again, also covered in Invisible Empire. Taliban will negotiate, but path fraught with risk. No, the Taliban, of course, want to negotiate. They're sick of the United States killing most of their people. I'm not saying the Taliban are good. They're not good. It's great. They're religious extremists. Wonderful. That's their culture. Let them be that way. Unless they're going to come over here and bomb me and kill me and mine, I don't care. I don't care. And the only reason that the United States government cares and the elitists care is the fact that it's where they can build their large oil pipeline. It's a place where they can start their Eurasian Union. It's a nice base for them launching wars against Iraq and possibly Iran, being on the borders of Pakistan, furthering the control of the globalists. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's go to Joe in Los Angeles. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hey, calling in regards to the other guy who was talking about the Terminator world.
Yes.
I'm checking out an article here on Wired Magazine about the EATR robot that the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, is doing, where it actually eats biomass.
Yeah, biomass. And the first article is about the biomass thing, was that it would be able to clean up a battlefield. Basically, they said after the battle was done, they could put these things out there and it would eat the human remains. But they didn't say human remains. They just said biomass. But then after that hit the waves and said, you know, these could be flesh eating robots, they said, no. They changed the article and said that the only biomass would be, plant life, and that it wouldn't actually eat animals. Totally bull. Yeah, these things were like nightmarish little like lawnmower machines. I couldn't believe it when I read that headline, but it's almost 6 or 7 months old, right? Did we drop him? Oh, he dropped off the line. All right, let's go to Edward in Hawaii. Edward, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I should take this off the speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
I really admire what you and Alex Jones do, and I'm a big listener.
Cool.
And the reason I called, I have a really hard time dealing with the fact that we don't really have a constitutional framework to get out of this situation. My belief is that if we're going to solve this, it's going to be in the state capitalist, not in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to start a 28th Amendment movement.
Mm-hmm.
I've given this a lot of thought, what is wrong with the state of the union, and obviously nationalizing the Fed is part of it, and mm-hmm. also we have to be, in any event, I have a document I could send you as an attachment to this one.
Well, Edward, before we get into documents, what would be this 28th Amendment? What would be the 28th Amendment to the Constitution?
Well, the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Hold over, Edward. Hold over, and I'll have you read the first paragraph, because I do think it's a great idea. I don't think we necessarily need an amendment to the Constitution to say that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are the documents that this country was founded on, but I'm not opposed to it either, so I want to hear about that on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, Super Bowl Sunday edition, back after this.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. We can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life.
How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Jason Burmes, we're going to go back to Edward in Hawaii in just a moment, but I noticed right next to me that you have the bill up right now. Could you scroll over to the side a little bit there, Ryan? You have the cybersecurity bill up. Over to the right. Now scroll up just a little bit. Scroll up. Right there. 6% of users support the bill. 1,982 people are opposed. 119 are in favor. 6% of those who went online to check out the bill after they saw the headline, which only a couple thousand people, said that they approved it. How does that relate to Congress that did the complete polar opposite? The complete, instead of 6% being for it, 99% were for it. That's because this is not a government for and by the people anymore, folks. So, Edward, why don't you read off what that 28th Amendment would be? Go ahead.
Well, hopefully it would be a government for and by the people. Mm-hmm. And I've given this a lot of thought. And in general sense, this is how it will begin. This amendment will disavow a fraudulent federal bankruptcy and declaration of war on American nationals in 1933. This amendment will abolish the office of the president, the vice president. It will reestablish inalienable common law rights and due process in our courts. This amendment will repeal the 14th, 16th, and 17th Amendments. Additionally, this amendment will create kilowatt-backed lawful currency redeemable in silver coin. It will resurrect initiative, referendum, and recall, and other necessary election and economic reforms.
All right, Edward. Edward, I love it, man. I wish you the best. Look, you have to believe that you have incredible power first and then take it from there. So start a website, start a movement, start a Facebook page, and start getting the word out. Anything's possible. I appreciate the call. Let's jump across the ocean to Simon in the UK. Simon, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good, good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. There's a lot I'd like to say. I've been listening to Alex Simon with yourself, and I've got to say that
I've been inspired to create a Facebook page to stop this whole internet thing. I think Facebook pages have been proven in the past to have a big impact to change things. I don't know if you know that Red Youth Machine was Christmas number one single over here in the UK as a result of a Facebook page. So it seems to be a good idea to get this thing going. Let's use that as a tool so people can, you know, petition their governments and ensure that cybersecurity doesn't go through.
Mm-hmm. And, there is a huge activism element over in the United Kingdom. You know, last week I was reporting on the fact that, thousands of media personnel went out in front of the parliamentary building and said, look, we've had enough of being harassed. We're the press. We're not terrorists. But then in another respect, Simon, the United Kingdom and especially London is the most surveilled city in the world. And they would like the same kind of internet regulations over there. I mean, how do you feel being out in the UK when you're in London and you're photographed over 300 times in a day by CCTV cameras?
It's probably more than that. You're used to it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it doesn't necessarily affect your daily life. I mean, I've got to say that I tried to get back into the UK the other day, having gone just to France on holiday, and, you know, in light of this underwear bomber, you know, mm-hmm. I was treated like an Islamic terrorist. It was ridiculous, you know. I don't like the way this country's going, but I think if the internet gets shut down, it will mean the end of it'll mean the end of your livelihood, I'm sure, the end of my livelihood and a lot of other people. So we've got to stop this thing. You know, this is really serious. What's happening in Australia could well happen in other countries. What's happening in Italy? You set a dangerous precedent by allowing this to continue. So if you go to your InfoWars Facebook page, if you go to your own personal one, Jason Burmas one, you'll see that I've already put a link to a group. I've just set that up while I've been listening to you. So if people could sign up and we can get this thing moving, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Sounds great. Go over to those pages and go sign up, folks. Thank you, Simon. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah, I'd like to follow up on a story you guys or Alex did on Friday when he was talking about the 10 governor panel that Obama signed in, the executive order that he had signed in.
Yeah, the Council of the Governors meeting. For those that don't know, Obama pretty much handpicked 10 globalist UN-loving governors to form this council and give them authoritative federally powers. So if the federal government does decide to declare martial law or a state of emergency, they have the allegiance of these 10 governors. And I do believe there's somewhat of a Bilderberg UN connection to some of these people, but I'm sure that Scott's going to tell us about it. On the other side, we're going to continue to take your calls. Forrest, Jesse, Jeremy, Mark, Chris, and many others. It's the Info Warrior Super Bowl Sunday Spectacular.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
And folks, if you missed any of this power-packed live Super Bowl Sunday broadcast, you go to theinfowarrior.com following the show and pick up the podcast for free. For free. We do everything here for free. If you'd like to become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can see my pretty little face live every Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. Central right here. Or pick up the show WMV style following the broadcast. And, of course, see all of Alex Jones' shows live via video and all of our movies as well. Scott, you were talking about the Council of the Governors meeting. Tell us about it.
Well, I believe that the governor up here in my state, up here in Washington, is one of them, Christine Gregoire, because they mentioned something briefly about her attending that on the local news. They didn't really hype it up. But one of the things that I can tell you is that she was one of the attendees at the Copenhagen Treaty back in December, along with our outgoing mayor up here, Greg Nichols, up here, one of those things. And then all of a sudden, you know, they come back and they're talking about all of these taxes that they want to put on cigarettes and candies. And I believe that you had a Seattle blogger either call your show or Alex's show and was talking about some of the taxes that they wanted to impose in Seattle, like spitting in the parks and no smoking in the parks and all of that kind of stuff. And one of the things that the Democratic legislator is trying to do up here, but we had passed an initiative back a few years ago that they need a 2/3 majority of the House and the Senate before they can raise new taxes. Well, they're trying to appeal that up here. Now, I don't know if you've heard of the guy up here. He's kind of the initiative guru up here, Tim Iman, which he says that if they try to do that, he has another initiative to put it back on the ballot and basically stop them from doing that. So that's kind of a stopgap measure we have up here because we have an initiative process up here. But I just thought it was very kind of strange that, well, not really strange, but.
Well, we know that these guys are going to do everything that they possibly can, hook or by crook, and that's why they have this Council of the Governors in the first place. I thank you for the call, Scott. Before going to some more callers, I've got a tip from one of my callers. We're going to go to him in just a moment, but I want to play this video clip of, first I want to play the football video clip where they say Bernanke's a criminal, and then I'm going to intro this other clip. So let's play the Bernanke's a criminal Super Bowl Sunday clip. Go ahead.
Who is this man?
I want to say Ben Bernanke.
Who is this guy?
He looks like a crook.
He looks like a crook.
Yeah.
Why?
He just got that look about him, man. Like, he just out to take everything you own.
And guess what? He is out to take everything you own. Now, I have not seen this commercial, but Eric in Pennsylvania, one of my regular callers, and we're going to go to him in just a moment, skip over a few people, called in and said, look, you have to see this Super Bowl ad of people being arrested for having plastic bottles and other Johnny nonsense. And apparently it's an Audi car commercial, which is sad because I once upon a time somewhere had dreams of one day being able to afford and drive an Audi. But if the commercial's as bad as he says, maybe I'll pick a different car. Let's hit the clip.
For plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. Ah. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105. Yeah.
We got a TDI here.
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
That officially just made Invisible Empire. I had the actual carbon cop sitting there joking around what you had seen in Fall of the Republic, but we will definitely be using that Audi commercial instead. And that's the type of tyranny. See, they're joking about it here, but that's what they want to bring to the United States of America. Eric, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. What else you got for me on this Super Bowl Sunday, friend? We got Eric up?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Okay, going back to that commercial, that soundbite that you just played does not do justice. Well, you actually have to see it. Mm-hmm. That hearing that is, trust me, it's not even the same thing. Seeing it was unbelievable. But the slogan is, green has never felt so right. Mm-hmm. And that was the slogan. But Jason, I have to tell you something that the police said to me last week.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I was going to see my kids at their daycare. I get off at the train station. Mm-hmm. I'm walking down the street, and this is a side street. This is a residential neighborhood, very nice neighborhood, very safe. Unmarked police car pulls up next to me. Guy, he's got a walkie-talkie. He asked me for my ID. And I'm like, well, who are you? You know, why are you asking me for it? Blah, blah, blah. He tells me, well, there was a robbery in the neighborhood, and it was a white guy. And I'm a white guy. So I said, well, you're a white guy. You know, and then the police pulled up. But here's the thing. Okay, remember like 6 months ago where they got that video leaked where the police call on their cell phones?
Yes.
There was three policemen, a regular, the detective, and a canine, and they all called on their cell phone, and they all radioed in.
Wow, how lovely.
All three of them. Why all three? Because I've never seen that before.
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you. I mean, what was the outcome of this whole thing? I mean, did they force you to give your ID and slave
me? They were asking me. I honestly, Jason, I think mm-hmm. they were going to try to set me up for a robbery.
Really?
I think, the way that good thing I know how to talk to the police because they were really trying to, like, play games with me. Very scary.
Guilty until proven innocent. Walking down the street going to see your children. Eric, thanks for the tips today, buddy. I got to go to some more calls. God bless you. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
A couple of quick comments and a question.
Sure, sure.
All right. Well, along with having eFood Direct food that's storable, that can be used in an emergency, and having Cola Blue bottled water and guns, you know, to hunt deer and squirrel and possum, you know, for food.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A great thing to have is also have like a bottle of honey, because honey has the perfect balance of sucrose and the glucose, so it's the most healthiest kind of sweetener there is, and it lasts for like thousands of years. Like they found some in like King Tut's tomb, and all you gotta do is to put it on under hot water, like through the bottle, and then it'll be back in liquid form.
Hey.
and then also, I'm looking forward to watching that movie, How Weed Won the West. But it's a lot more than just legalizing 420. See, because like I was thinking, you know, there could be a group of smokers. They could be just watching that movie, and then somebody might say, "Hey, dude, pass a blunt this way." quit like babysitting it and whatnot. And the guy could say, well, man, listen, the movie's deep, because it actually is deep. It's about states' rights, and it's about a herb that's just a lot healthier than like Vicodin and all these other like drugs.
Well, let me tell you this, Chris. There was a documentary out there. There was a documentary out there about a year and a half ago called Super Jaime. And I can't remember what the comedian's name is, but he's pretty well known. Like, you've seen him bit parts here and there. If you saw him, you'd know who he was. But, you know, a lot of people thought it was just this goofy documentary, and it had its goofy moments, but it also was about state rights and marijuana. And of course, How Weed Won the West is done by Kevin Booth, who brought you American Drug War, which is an excellent, excellent film. And this, of course, features Alex Jones pretty prominently. So this isn't just a stoner movie. This is a states' rights movie.
Have you seen it yet?
I have only seen bits and pieces of it. It is in the office. But, dude, just doing all the work on my movie, I don't get to watch anything. Honestly, I am just so bogged down. You know, I've got to pump this thing out to the DVD manufacturer by the 28th of this month. I still got about 15 minutes of black space in the film, although it's all the way written, all the way laid down, all the audio is now down. There's still about 15 minutes or so where I've got to run some graphics and B-roll and some clips. So, I've got my work cut out for me. 15 minutes doesn't sound like much, and right now the runtime of the film is just over 2 hours, so there's some tightening, but... Man, I'm working 10, 15-hour days. I'm going to probably have bags under my eyes by the end of the month. I appreciate the call, Forrest. Keep it up, my man. Let's go to Jesse in Colorado. Jesse, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I guess I'm all right. I guess I'm all right, too, I suppose. I had two comments and a suggestion.
Okay.
I would like to start out by saying... We're dealing with a scientific dictatorship. That is true indeed. It's on ground based. There's admission by the New World Order in their own public documents that we're affected by GMO food, fluoride water, media propaganda, all that kind of stimulation. It's too bad that the sheeple don't realize that things like the Committee of 300, the Illuminati, New World Order, these are all sadly true things. The Canadian Grub, Skull and Bones, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, Carlisle Group, these are all very severe. These people are absolutely control freaks. They want total domination. They want us to live in serfdom in a feudalist-like New World Order control society.
Mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely, listen, again, the reason I'm doing this film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, is because I am sick and tired of hearing that the New World Order doesn't exist. It has historical precedent. I bring through the people that have talked about it 100 plus years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, and up until modern day. I have the George Bush action, not the State of the Union address where he calls for a New World Order that everybody's seen. I have the Maxwell Air Force Base New World Order coming out speech. It is the New World Order commencement address. You could type that into Google, New World Order commencement address, and you might, if you know what you're doing, be able to find a transcript of what I'm talking about. But that dwarfs, I mean, that is dwarfed by the amount of research that I put into this project. I've got the head of Google talking about the New World Order. The CEO of Google is saying that the elites call it the New World Order. I've got Wolfowitz. I've got Blair. I've got Michael Mullen, the current Joint Chiefs head. You know, I've got Cameron talking about the New World Order. Wesley Clark, the Pope, and on and on and on. And this is their terminology for world dominance. A one world order controlled by the elitists. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Let's go to Jeremy in Michigan. Jeremy, online.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. I wanted to make a couple comments. One of them is... Doug Benson is the name of the guy from Super Jaime.
That's right.
And I just watched that based on your recommendation, the last broadcast that I was able to get on my iPhone.
Oh, really?
From the InfoWarrior.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that's way back, right?
Yeah, that was back in November, I think it was. It was the last one I was able to download. It doesn't show up on my list anymore.
Yeah, you know what that is? It's probably because I'm not doing a weeknight show. So it's not as prevalent. You know, I'm only doing this once a week show, so you might have to hunt around a little bit. I mean, you can always download the podcast for free in MP3 format by going to theinfowarrior.com and just clicking on the podcast button. It is a little more difficult than iPhone apps. We'll see what happens when the movie's done, whether or not I'm going to do a longer show or if I'm going to stick with this one, or maybe I'll take a vacation, folks. I got to tell you, it's tough not having any kind of a social life, and I do not have one. I went over it. I've been down here now almost a year. I got down here on the 23rd of February last year, so in 2 weeks it'll be a year. And I went to New York 3 times for a total of 10 to 12 days. And then outside of those 10 to 12 days and the trips I took for the company, aka going to Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, went to California, and I covered the G20 over at Pittsburgh, I maybe wasn't in the office 5 of those days. I mean, I was here Christmas Eve. I was here on Thanksgiving. I was here the day after Christmas. I am obsessed with this job, and especially this latest film. I want it to be the best possible film it can be, because it needs to be seen by tens of millions of people. I am hoping that Invisible Empire does for the New World Order, the quote-unquote New World Order, what Loose Change did for 9/11, and really gets to that scale where the mainstream media cannot ignore it any further. I appreciate the call. Let's go to, I believe we are on, are we on Jeremy in Michigan, or are we on Mark in Oregon? Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Jason, you know, I was really struck by this latest forecast. I'd like to know if you can tell me who actually came out and said this.
Is this the Bob Chapman International Forecast?
No. The terror forecast, where a statement was made by some official or officials of the, I would imagine, federal government that we're going to have a terrorist attack here in the next 3 to 6 months.
You know, I only know a little bit about that. Rob Jacobson was telling me that on Friday while I was sitting there working on the film. I'm sitting there and I'm doing some kind of an animation. I think it was a cocaine style animation. And Rob's like, hey, did you see C-SPAN yesterday, where a bunch of these high level generals said in a press conference that it wasn't if, but when we are going to receive a terrorist attack? And I just looked at him and I said, nah, man, I haven't seen it. He's like, well, you should go and capture it for Jones. And I was like, dude, we got a deadline here where I've got to have this movie lock, stock, and barrel done by the end of the month. I'm like, I can't even bother with it. So I don't know personally who said what or what they said. I need to sit down and watch that C-SPAN conference. I can ask. I think Jacobson's going to be here in about 15 minutes after my show to work on the film, and maybe I can ask him then. But I'll keep it in mind, Mark, and hopefully I'll have some clips to play for everybody next week on the Info Warrior. I hope and pray that their predictions, their forecasts are incorrect. I hope and pray that we don't see a terrorist attack in this country or in Canada or in Europe. But are we long overdue for one? You bet your ass we are. We haven't had a large-scale terrorist attack in this country now since 9/11. And if you look at the historical precedents before that, you know, you had the unsuccessful 93 World Trade Center bombing, killed 8 people. In 95, 2 years later, they killed a few hundred with OKC. They then waited 6 years, 6 long years, to carry out the most devastating terrorist attack in United States history with 9/11. And since then, we've only seen European false flag events on a large scale, aka the Madrid bombings. And also, you can't forget about 7/7 and 9/11 ripple effect, which has put the filmmaker in prison. If you haven't seen 9/11 ripple effect and you don't know about false flag terror abroad in the United Kingdom and London, you need to see that film. So I hope the predictions are wrong. But, you know, again, 2001, we're now almost 10 years away from a large-scale terror attack. So the question is one going to happen in this country under Obama's watch? I certainly do not put it past this administration. We'll be back taking some final calls. It's the Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Info Warrior. Go grab the podcast if you missed any of the show over at theinfowarrior.com following the program.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm not. That's just a big disappointment anyway, folks. Yes, the Saints upset the Colts and they are champions during this live Super Bowl Sunday broadcast of the InfoWar. If you missed any of the important issues, whether it be the climate change hoax and fraud, went over about five articles in 5 minutes, or the Cybersecurity Act being overwhelmingly passed by the House. I think it's 432 to 5, only 1, 2, 3, 4, five dissenters out there, one of which being Ron Paul in the ultra draconian police state cybersecurity act. And it doesn't matter. You know, we have it up here. 6% of the people that have actually went to the site and read the bill are for it. 6% of over 2,000 votes are for this bill. All right, let's take a couple final callers. Let's go to Paul in Massachusetts. Paul, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Just calling you real quick. I'm a Scott Brown voter. A lot of people are confused about that. We couldn't have such a tyrannical person in our government in such a powerful position, especially not at this time. But to real briefly get back to what I was originally calling about was the cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm sure everybody already knows, but since day one, since there were telegraph lines they've tried to monopolize them and monopolize the flow of information, and we've just been dealing with this ever since. Any mm-hmm. comments?
No, absolutely. But we've had some vestige of free speech on the internet, and we've had more success getting our message across to the everyday average American through the internet than any other medium. Obviously, we can't afford to be or get on mainline television, especially to be portrayed in a positive light. Obviously, it's very difficult for us to get our movies into your average video store or on the big screen, almost an impossibility. So how do we distribute our information? Through the internet, and through the internet, we have had hundreds of millions of people globally check out our information, and that's why they're moving to shut it down and put it under FCC, Federal Communications Commission control, while standardizing all software languages. Appreciate the call, Paul. Let's go to our final caller of this edition of the Info Warrior, Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on the line.
Jason, great job, great show. Everything you guys do is huge.
Well, thanks.
I'm really excited about your next film. You guys may have already covered this. Here in Indiana, or at IU Indiana University, a press release came out saying that there was an Army project, 35.5 million collaboration, that is studying Facebook and Twitter for a number of different reasons. One of them is including anti-terrorism efforts.
Well, they already admit, the FBI already admits, and the CIA, that they are on the social networking websites, and it's not just the NSA, it's not just the FBI, it's not just Homeland Security, it's not just the CIA. In New Jersey last year, they busted a bunch of prom kids post-prom party by going on Facebook and posing as students, finding out where the party was, and busting those naughty teenage terrorists for having a drink after the prom. I mean, they are using this at all fronts. Folks, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook. I've reached the limit for the regular pages. I get drones coming in to try to be my friend all the time. How can you tell it's a drone? You click on some hot chick, she's banging. You're like, whoa, why does this chick want to be my friend? You click on her, she has no posts, she's got one picture, and she's just joining up with everybody. Why? Because they want to be able to surveil everything you do. They want to know what your status is on Facebook. They want to know what you're reading. They want to know the videos that you're posting, and they want to regulate all of it. Folks, it was the Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Info Warrior. I thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, the Alex Jones rebroadcast. God bless you all.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. We can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.